The candidates for a hotly contested congressional race in Bucks County met today in the first general election debate of a campaign that will draw national attention. WHYY's Dave Davies was at the studio of radio station WBCB in Levittown for the face-off.
The 8th District offers a rare thing in congressional contests, a seat that's both open and competitive. Incumbent Republican Mike Fitzpatrick is not seeking re-election in a district covering all of Bucks County and a sliver of Montgomery County. Voters here have chosen both Democrats and Republicans in recent years. The Democrat in the race is four-term State Representative Steve Santaciro, who touts a record of working with local Republicans. His opponent is Brian Fitzpatrick, the brother of the incumbent. He grew up in Bucks County but pursued a career in the FBI and lived outside the district until late last year, when he surprised other Republican hopefuls by moving back and capturing the party's nomination. Santaciro raised the issue of Fitzpatrick's background early in the debate.
Now, the fact of the matter is you would not be running for Congress today if you didn't have connections. Your brother is the congressman. You came in from California just 8 months ago and was handed, essentially were handed, the Republican nomination. I think that's the definition of an insider.
Fitzpatrick was ready for the attack and came back at Santaciro.
Only a career politician would call an FBI agent who spent their career arresting politicians an insider. You've got to be kidding me, Steve. And this is going to be a theme that recurs over and over and over again, is what I believe to be the polluted mindset of people that have been in politics far too long that are more concerned with partisanship than they are about fixing problems.
There was some substantive policy debate. Both said they favored federal action to bring student loan interest rates close to zero and force colleges to control tuition hikes. Both criticized the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal as unfair to American workers. Asked about Obamacare, Santaciro, the Democrat, said he favors a government health care option to compete with private plans. Fitzpatrick distinguished himself from many Republicans by saying he'd like to reform, not repeal Obamacare, saying he favors market-based solutions. Things got heated when the candidates were asked about their party's presidential nominees. Santaciro said he supports Hillary Clinton, who he said served in the Senate and earned bipartisan praise as Secretary of State.
And on the other side, we have someone who didn't even know that the Russians had taken Crimea, someone who has challenged whether or not we should be supporting our NATO allies, someone who has threatened to ban an entire group of people from entering the country based on their religion.
Fitzpatrick responded,
I fully acknowledge all of the problems that Donald Trump has, and there are plenty. But that demonstrates my independence. What Steve fails to do, cannot bring himself to criticize Hillary Clinton. Be honest, Steve. For once in your life, be independent. Strip yourself from your partisanship. Serve your country.
Throughout the exchange, Fitzpatrick never said whether he supported Trump, and when asked afterward, he said little and kept a brisk pace towards a waiting SUV.
Okay. You won't say whether you're supporting Mr. Trump, is that right?
I've made it clear in my previous press.
In a July press release, Fitzpatrick did say he'd support his party's nominee. So far, one more debate is scheduled for October. Dave Davies, WHYY News.